on assess. ACQWT, this is anyone assess. Good morning. ACQWT, I copy, and go ahead with the first question. That's a great question. As a matter of fact, there is a study going on right now to the, in which I took part, actually. And what we do, we measure the change in pressure in the eye through an instrument. It's called a tonometer. And then we also monthly do a vision test to see how our perception has changed. Now, we have had different cases on returns on the ground where people's vision has changed. And some of these changes have been permanent, others haven't. It also depends on the cardiovascular capability of the person and on the age. So the study is ongoing, but yeah, the short answer is yes, there are changes. Over. Wow. As a matter of fact, we really don't see the changes in the mental status. We set up people up here that are usually pretty stable, and I haven't seen any changes in the people around me. Obviously, I cannot talk for myself, but I think I haven't seen any changes in myself either. But so either way, we that's not a study that we do. I do not think that there is such a change in the mental status. Over. So we do have tests where we do go and check the bacteria on the station, and I am not an expert, and I would have to send you over to see some results of the kind for experts, but. I haven't seen any changes in the growth patterns. Over. That's another great question. I think that we take care of that just through the diet. We have a pretty healthy diet up here, and we try to stay as hydrated as I can. And so I don't think there is an increased rate of kidney stone growth in astronauts. And the reason why is, again, because of a healthy diet, and we drinking lots of water. Over. So we are not capable of identifying meteor debris heading for the station, but the ground does. The U.S. Air Force tracks tens of thousands of objects that could potentially hit the station, and if there is a high enough probability of an encounter, then we do a boost. So basically, we turn on the engines of one of the capsule that are attached to the space station, and we change orbit, and that's enough to avoid the debris. Over. It's very simple. We use sleeping bags, and the sleeping bags are attached, anchored to one of the walls in our crew quarters. So basically, we zip ourselves inside the sleeping bag, and then that's how we stay in place. Over. Oh wow, that's a negative. The food is absolutely not terrible. It's absolutely 100% better than anything I can come up with. I would say that the least favorite thing is losing objects all the time. I lose tools and personal effects all the time, and then it takes me a week or so before I find them, usually attached to an inlet vent. Over. Oh, but we do have a circadian rhythm. It's our circadian rhythms are not regulated by the sun, but are regulated artificially through just the watches and going to bed always at the same time, waking up always at the same time. So your eating and drinking habits do not change. By the time it's 12 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock, I feel hungry. I'm ready for breakfast when I wake up, and ready for dinner before going to bed. So it doesn't change. Over. That's easy. We do not shower. Basically, we do like babies. We have wet towels, and we wipe ourselves with that. And the effect is quite as refreshing as a shower. Over. Okay. So. Really, you wouldn't go outside the station without a spacesuit, and the spacesuit has a system that keeps you cooled off, actually, because you will get overheated really fast. So really, it really depends on how much you're working before you get too hot, and on the level of cooling before you get too cold. But so everything is taken care of by the cooling system of the spacesuit. Over. Well, I can answer with my experience, and that for me was doing an EVA, extravehicular activity. It's extremely tasking performance because the spacesuit is a very, very, you know, has a very big volume, and you have to move around in the thing, which limits your motion. So it's really hard to move kind of. So that was really my answer. Over.